Eternal Father, we wait upon Thee for a moment longer, praying that Thy Spirit might direct the meditation of our hearts and minds as we open Thy Word to see Thee through the episodes here revealed. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God has used various men and women as His inspired spokesman through the millennia. And if you have your Bible, I'd like you to find 1 Kings chapter 17, and we will see how God spoke through one of these men. Very outstanding, unique in many ways, powerful, fearless, dynamic. Elijah suddenly appears before Ahab. 1 Kings chapter 17. We know nothing more about it. The guards of Ahab were as startled as we are as we open the Bible. They were dumbfounded, and before they could do anything, he was past them right into the sanctum sanctorum before Ahab himself. Fearless, uncompromising, his words are simple and direct. As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And he turns round, and before either king or his bodyguard could take another breath, he's out and gone. Where were his credentials? Where was his authority? Where did he get his audacity to meddle in the affairs of king and people? Well, in retrospect, the credentials were the signature of every word. They were fulfilled precisely to the day. God says through his Son, Jesus Christ, I have told you before it has come to pass, that when it is come to pass, he might believe. Faith rests on fulfilled prophecy. Nobody has ever outguessed unfulfilled prophecy. I'm very careful of what is not yet fulfilled. 99% of application is speculation. But on fulfilled prophecy, on that we can be absolutely certain. There was no dew. There was no rain. Fields withered, plants in the gardens perished, the leaves of the trees fell, and their boughs looked lifeless, cattle lowed in anguish, going from one spring to another until all the springs dried up. And season was piled on season until the stark specter of famine looked in at every pinched cheek and fearful eye. Where does a prophet get his authority from? He comes with no embassage from heaven, proclaiming him with sound of trumpet that he is God's spokesman. He comes with no academic degrees, no educational recognition. He comes and proclaims a message. And I want to underline that those who reject that message invariably perish. See, we're going to study the spirit of prophecy this week. In order to understand the spirit of prophecy in the 20th century, we've got to understand the spirit of prophecy. There's absolutely no difference between the inspiration of Ellen White and the inspiration of Isaiah. The identical spirit that inspired Daniel inspired the prophetess of Gorham, Maine. No difference whatever. And if we, because of vested interests, try to bypass and minimize, let me tell you now, as a warning from heaven, you've got problems. Big problems. And Elijah came as a reformer to proclaim a message. You know the conditions of Ahab and Jezebel and Samaria. You know the behavior of queen and king. We know the high places. The hundreds of prophets of Baal. The hundreds of priests of Baal. One concourse, there were 850 of them. Shouting, screaming, ecstatic. People go from bad to worse in their materialism and earthiness. Elijah, through the spirit of prophecy, reproved sin. Now let's look at the next episode in his life. In this same 17th chapter, verse 2, verse 3, God sends him to the brook Cherith. There God used crows to feed him. Now in this country we don't see too many crows. But where I grew up there were crows. Thousands, millions of crows. It was the land of India. And crows are thieves. If you have not seen them, you can't imagine them. Go out to feed the chickens and you got 300 crows all the way around. You take your lunch outside and a little baby maybe have some little chapati or piece of stuff in his hand and he's walking along very happy with the food and the crow will take the food out of his hand. With a grin all over his face, go on top of the roof and eat it. What is God trying to tell us? That he can change the nature of a crow and make the crow feed a hungry man. But he can't change the nature of a man when that man does not want to change his nature. He did the same thing when he talked through the donkey, the ass that Balaam had. See, the ass could obey, but the two-legged ass couldn't. See, in these models, God's trying to tell us something. And the ravens, the crows, fed Elijah. In starvation diet, they got thinner and thinner and thinner, but they always brought enough food for Elijah to eat. And when the water dried up by the brook Cherith, he said to go, keep on walking, verse 9, to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, way up north. The sea coast. I've commanded a widow woman to feed thee. And you know the story of the little flour and the cruse of oil, two sticks, final meal before death. Elijah says, you do it. God will take care of it. Here she looks at a thin, emaciated, wearing out child, and that little handful of meal, she decides to obey God just like the crows did. But Ahab and the people couldn't, or wouldn't. And so Elijah and the widow woman and her son ate happily ever after. The second point that I want to emphasize here is what God's trying to tell us, that when his servants obey him, they are his wards. He protects them. He guides them. He feeds them. He supplies all their needs. Now there's a price on Elijah's head. He's the most wanted man of Israel's ancient FBI. He's the top of the list. They're looking for Elijah in every country. God hid him. No, there's another prophet whom God hid. It says that, God hid him. His name was Jeremiah. In Jerusalem. God hid him. And the army surged and fought and pillaged and killed and slaughtered. God hid him. When the time came, God fished him up. Said, Jeremiah, go live happily ever after. God hid Elijah. God could take care of his own. Supplied all their needs. He had no money. I don't know what he did for clothes. Maybe like the Israelites, they didn't wax old. They didn't wear out. I don't know what God does to a suit of clothes to keep it going for 40 years. Some of my suits look 40 years old, but they're not. I can testify to that. They may be shone like a mirror that you didn't have to look into anything else. God took care of his people Israel 40 years. He took care of Elijah 3.5 years.
Let's pray. Eternal Father, accept us this hour in the name of the Beloved. Before the evil day comes, before the day draws nigh when our minds will say, I have no pleasure in them, help us to work out thy purpose, to allow thee to fulfill thy design, to control and discipline our thinking and acting and speaking, so that from thy throne of infinite power thou canst look with approval as thy servants serve thee with all their heart. Answer these requests and fill us with the likeness of Christ. We ask in his name. Amen.